Welcome to Top Tip for PhD Students podcast, recorded at the first Entrepreneurship as Practice conference. I'm Vincent Lefebvre, Entrepreneurship Associate Professor at Audencia Business School. My guest is Alistair Anderson from Lancaster University. Welcome to our podcast, Alistair. Can you please give us your top tips for PhD students?
Top tips. What's the most important thing? It's always difficult. But one thing we all have to do is a literature review. And often we see them done rather badly, not just in PhDs, but in papers. We have to think about the purpose of a literature review. Well, what's it for? And if we don't think about the purpose of a literature review, what we actually get is a list of literatures. They may be maybe a little more than a list, broadly categorised into types of literature. But I don't think that's nearly enough. I think we've got to do what's called a critical review. And often PhD students will say to me, who am I to do a critical review of people who are experts in the field? But that's not what we mean by a critical review. We mean looking at the literature, thinking about the literature, and probably the notion of unpacking the literature is key. What is it the literature is telling us? What's it not telling us? How are the problems framed? The objective of a literature review is to show us the extent and the type and maybe the state of knowledge on your topic. Now, that is more than just demonstrating your knowledge of the literature. A list probably satisfies, I know that such and such a paper and such a literature exists. But a good critical review does more than that. It really tells us about the literature, about the state of knowledge. And in many ways, what it's doing is framing your research problem so that you can see the justification in terms of theoretical or empirical gaps. But more than that, it shows how your contribution fits into the literature. And of course, we all want it to extend the state of knowledge. But merely saying, I want to extend the state of knowledge is not enough for a PhD. Showing us how and why this justification is actually embedded in the literature review itself, the critical one. So I suppose my top tip is, when you're reviewing the literature, unpack it. What is it telling us? How is it telling us? What are the frames of reference? How can we understand the state of knowledge? How has it developed in this way? There's techniques. One that works very well is a kind of evolution, when we look at the key origins of an idea and watching how it's developed over time. A good example of that, and a very critical example in the derogatory sense, is entrepreneurial orientation. It's now become a major theme in entrepreneurship, and I don't think it's any use at all. And if you look at the origins of it, it started off as an organisational form of analysis, a firm form of analysis. But it was good in the sense that it encapsulated different dimensions and put them into a very convenient package. And people have borrowed that and they've stolen it. And now they apply it to individuals. And the dimensions of things like risk-taking are, in a sense, they're good descriptive categories, but the evolution of the literature is that they're actually used as analytical categories. And the consequence of that is that if we adopt this, what we're in fact telling is small business practitioners, take more risk, be more innovative. And of course, that can be a recipe for disaster. But if we used it as it was originally intended, it can be a good description of what goes on, and perhaps the amount of emphasis that should be placed on risk-taking as against perhaps more imitative, repetitive practices. So looking at the literature, the evolution of the literature on entrepreneurial orientation gives us a damn good reason why we shouldn't be doing any more entrepreneurial orientation. But that's only one example. If we look at any of the other important topics, this unpacking, either in the evolutionary sense or perhaps in the sense of looking at the dimensions and the shape and the flow of the literature, really positions your work, and it shows your contribution. And that of course, is key to a good PhD. So that's my top tip.
Okay, thanks a lot, Alistair Anderson, for this top tip.